It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Mission Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. With this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
Mark, how are you this morning?
Not too bad. Warming up out there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did we plot a new spot on the map somewhere? Because we must have moved the Atlantic further south. It's 29 degrees right now.
Don't tell anybody, but I gave the sensor a big hug before I came in.
Oh, okay. Wrapped it in a blanket. 29 degrees outside right now. Wasn't too many days ago. We just dreamed about an afternoon high of 29 degrees. This actually sounds like it's going to be one of the warmer days we've had in quite a while.
Yeah, near 50, it says. So.
Yeah, and I know what that means, because the last few days they were calling for this, and it ended up being a little higher. So, who knows? We could be barking at the middle 50s by the end of the day. Don't hold me to that, but you just don't know. Going to be warm outside, though. I think you can leave the heavy jackets back in the closet. At least put the gloves and hat away for the day, right? I see you're wearing short sleeves.
Always.
I know, always. You always do. I have a little light jacket on right now, but I do have short sleeves. I put a short sleeve shirt on. I was in a gymnasium over in Anita last night, and they had a great crowd, which means
nice and warm.
It was a little toasty in there. It was a little toasty last night. So yeah, you got to prepare for that weather a little bit. How's Brett this morning?
You know, anything over 32 is great as far as I'm concerned this time
of
year.
Yeah, I know. Like I always say, this time when you get into winter like this, yeah, I know the warm days aren't going to last. It's going to get cold again because it's winter. But you know, you're checking another day off the calendar. You're getting closer and closer to spring.
You betcha.
Don't complain about it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about Camblin's.
Hey, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a great lineup in tub and shower units called Sterling. Within Sterling's lineup of styles, you'll be able to find that perfect look for that bathroom of yours. Their quality has even impressed us for the prices they charge. Together with a large assortment of colors to choose from, Sterling will really give you exactly the look and feel that you need to make every morning to pleasure you when you shower or bathe. Every day, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers up to 30% off suggested retail price, and we're usually only 2 to 3 days away from getting your choice in stock and starting on that remodel. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. Now you can have quality and great prices from your favorite plumber, Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate that. Got a note from the IRS. Okay, get it out of your system. Get the booing and hissing.
I knew it was coming.
Get it out of your system. I just thought I'd wait for a second and, you know, let you quiet down a little bit before I start it up again. They just wanted to let us know that, hey, good lucky us. They said the tax season will start on time this year.
When you got that note, did you open it up and go, wow, oh, I'm glad it's not what I thought it was.
No, it wasn't one of those. They announced the tax season will start on time. So, hooray! Just as long as baseball season starts on time, I'm okay with that. Was there ever any doubt the tax season wouldn't start on time? You know? But, they did list some notes and things about the year that the free file program, so many people take advantage of the free file program anymore, but that will be open today, actually, and they'll start accepting and processing all the tax returns on Tuesday, January 20th, which is the start of tax season. I don't know when spring training is, but tax season begins on the 20th of January. But, you know, there are some different things that you're going to find. The main reason they wanted to kind of throw a note out at us, I got this little four-page note here about some of the issues, is because of the changes, because of, well, the health insurance issues and things out there. That's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of thrown some things out there that folks have to deal with now this time around, too, some extra boxes to check and things on your stuff this time around. But they do have some important points here too, like for example, the free file offers a couple of different filing options. They have software offered by the IRS's commercial partners to about 100 million individuals and families with incomes of $60,000 or less. The online fillable forms, electronic version of the IRS paper forms, are available to taxpayers at all income levels. And if folks are comfortable filling out their own returns, those are obviously very useful. But they mention in all there'll be 14 different software companies participating in this year's free file program. So folks can find out more about all that at the website at irs.gov. And e-file, when combined with direct deposit, they also say is the fastest way to get a refund if you're entitled to a refund. More than 3 out of 4 refund recipients choose direct deposit now. And people who e-file make fewer mistakes, so they always encourage folks to do that. It's quicker and easier for them. And, of course, the incentive is if you are owed a refund, you get your money back quicker. You never get a refund, do you?
No.
I don't either. I don't either. Taxpayers who purchase their own software also can choose e-file, and a lot of paid tax preparers are required to file their clients' returns electronically. You know, in addition to free file, there's other commercial software companies that do offer different types of things as well. Actually, I don't want a refund. Last thing I want is a refund. Why would I want to make an interest-free loan to the government for a year?
Yeah, exactly.
In a perfect world, the ideal way to do it is to end up zero. You know, that way you got what you deserved and I didn't pay any more than I had to. But that doesn't happen.
It's always nice to get that big check, though.
Well, but they don't pay interest.
I know they don't.
They give
Neither
you nothing.
Does the bank anymore, really.
they give you back the money that they confiscated from you in the first place.
Yeah.
You don't get anything back. They're just like, oh, thanks for letting us borrow your money. Here, you can have it back, but there won't be anything for you there. You know, but God forbid that you should owe them.
Yeah.
They have things like interest and penalties and all kinds of different fun stuff, just in case you miss something somewhere along the line. Yeah, it's the IRS is a one-way street, let's face it. They do have a lot of different things going on, though. Again, back to the serious part of it. The health care issues this year with the Affordable Care Act, it also requires a taxpayer and each family member either has qualifying health insurance coverage for each month of the year, qualifies for some sort of an exemption, or makes an individual shared responsibility payment when they file their federal income tax return. So some moderate income taxpayers also may qualify for some financial assistance to help cover the cost of health insurance that was purchased through the marketplace. So they say taxpayers this time around, if you file your own taxes, if you do your own work, make sure you're aware of these things. Or, you know, if you don't, some of these things you may want to, well, you'll need to talk over with your tax preparer too. But taxpayers, they say, will fall into one or more of the different categories. Either they'll check the box, and they say most taxpayers will simply check a box on their tax return to indicate that each member of their family did have qualifying health coverage for the whole year. And if you do that, then you don't have to do anything else. They say qualifying health insurance coverage includes coverage under most, but not all types of health care coverage plans. And there's a chart on their website to figure all that stuff out. Then there are also the next category would be exemptions. And that would be taxpayers who might be eligible to claim an exemption from the requirement to have coverage. There's a different form you have to fill out. I know that's a shock to you. An IRS form, go figure. But there are things that you have to deal with there, too. So, you know, most of the exemptions are easily obtained from the IRS when you file a return. So you'll have to check those out. Then also there's the individual shared responsibility payment. Taxpayers who do not have qualifying coverage or an exemption for each month of the year, well, they need to make an individual shared responsibility payment with their return for choosing not to purchase coverage. That would be the tax for the penalty, whatever you want to call it, for not having coverage. Also, a premium tax credit as well is out there. Taxpayers who bought coverage through the health insurance marketplace also will get a form, 1095A. It's the health insurance marketplace statement, and that should come from the marketplace by early February, and that form should be saved because it has important information needed to complete a tax return. If you don't get that form by early February, and you were supposed to, you need to contact the marketplace where the coverage was purchased. And then taxpayers who benefited from advance payments of the premium tax credit have to file an income tax return, and those taxpayers need to reconcile those advance payments with the amount of premium tax credit they're entitled to based on their actual income. And as a result, they say some people may see a smaller or larger tax refund or tax liability than they were expecting. And again, there's a form to figure out all of that information as well. They also set up a special section on their website. It's irs.gov is their website. If you do, there's an ACA section. If you just slash ACA at the end of that address, then there'll be more information about the Affordable Care Act and your 2014 income tax return. So you need to make sure you're aware of all of those different issues. New stuff. If you just, like, you know, copy and paste last year's information, yeah, that's probably not going to work out for you real well. Also, they mentioned low and moderate income taxpayers can get help meeting this healthcare requirement and filing their return for free by visiting one of the more than 12,000 community-based tax help sites that are staffed by more than 90,000 volunteers that participate in the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Tax Counseling for the Elderly programs. Now, the Iowa State University Extension Service helps to administer those programs, helps to work those programs. It's made up of a number of volunteers who take training to learn how to help and advise folks in filling out simple tax returns, folks that do qualify under the income guidelines. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA, whatever, however you prefer to pronounce that, they have a number of different locations that can help you out. And if you just contact one of your local extension offices, I'm pretty certain that they can help you out in finding a volunteer income tax assistance volunteer locally to help you with that information too. And they'll sit down with you and go through things and make sure that everything is taken care of and answer all your questions as well. If they can't answer the questions, of course, they are trained to find out those answers for you also. And also, the IRS does remind us that if all else fails, and it usually does, a trusted tax professional can also provide helpful information about the health care law. Those tax professionals, they go to school every year to learn about all the new things that happen, the nuances and whatever else. So a number of different tips about selecting tax preparers and things are available at irs.gov. Also, there are a number of local qualified professionals who you can sit down with to take care of all of those types of issues as well. And the IRS does say that they urge all taxpayers, especially those claiming the premium tax credit, to make sure that they have all of their year-end statements in hand before they file their return. And that would include W-2 forms from employers, 1099s from banks and other payers, and for those claiming the premium tax credit, that form 1095A from the marketplace. If you have all of that paperwork in hand, it will help avoid refund delays and the possible need to file any amended returns later, which, as you know, will also slow down the process. So, happy tax season! I liked Christmas season a lot better. I don't know about you.
Yeah, taxes and accounting, you know, it's a riveting subject.
Isn't it, though?
It's, yeah, I about fell asleep over here.
If I could reach through the radio right now, I'd shake people by the shoulder and say, wake up again, I'm done.
But it is something we have to talk about.
So. Well, it's that time of the year, and especially this time around, you know, with the changes because of the health care laws and things, there are some real important things out there that if you miss, it could really goof up the system. So, you know, it's your money you're talking about, so you don't want to do that. And you certainly don't want to throw up any red flags that didn't need to be there, because nobody likes to have the IRS calling saying, we'd like to take a closer look at what you have there. You know, that's never fun either. So, yeah, so if you need to get more information about any of that stuff, qualified tax preparers, you can find them all over the place. Make sure you visit with one that you're comfortable with and get that business taken care of in a timely and accurate manner. Good advice, I guess, right?
You bet.
Hey, tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Sometimes these winter months can be the most unbearable times for allergy sufferers. We would like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating has a large selection of equipment that can help you, from ultraviolet lights that kill mold and mildew problems to Lennox's Pure Air unit that combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air filter system and a MERV 16 filter. This unit is the best on the market today and can really help you with your home and cleaning the air and helping you live an easier life and breathe easier. Give us a call for an estimate in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from William Penn. The secret of happiness is to count your blessings, while others are adding up their troubles.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. I know, IRS. Yeah. You know. How about a little good news, too? We'll tell you more later on and who's new in pink and blue. But Chris and Mandy Parks had a boy last night.
Great.
It's always exciting to be expecting your first child, chance to start a new family. So little Carson, well, wasn't little, but Carson Michael Parks, 8 pounds, 13 ounces, 21 inches long, born at 9/16 last night. Congratulations to Chris and Mandy and their family. And welcome little Carson to our family, too. We're pretty excited.
Yeah.
Appreciate you spending a little time with us here this morning. You go out making a great day, and God bless America.